How do you understand your company's reputation as an employer? Metrics vary from company to company, making it hard to benchmark your progress against competitors. This is where the Employer Brand Index comes in. It analyzes what employees, candidates, and alumni are saying about your company and quantifies these findings into a single score. We can even dive into your talent competitors to really understand how competitive your employer brand is. Our team of talent analysts collect all available data points, discover patterns, and deliver a report full of insights and recommendations. Want to know more? Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, sans Vason, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. Today, we're going to talk to a company with about 50,000 people working for it and operating under 87 brands. Now, how do you keep all of that together? Well, we shall learn in this week's interview. So let's start the show. Hey, Ellen, how's it going?
Hey, good morning, Jürgen.
Good morning, or good afternoon from London. So please tell us who you are, what you do, and what brings you on the podcast.
My name is Ellen Kapoor. I'm the Director of Talent Acquisition and Leadership Development at ITW, Illinois Tool Works. And I have three areas of focus. One is employment brand. Two is employment and technology around talent acquisition. And then third, college recruiting.
But which one is your favorite?
Well, clearly employment brand, near and dear to my heart. It's such an exciting feel. There's so much movement, a lot of investments. So it certainly keeps me on my toes.
And how long have you been in your role?
I've been in human resources for about 16 years, and I've been at ITW 3 years this year.
Okay, great. So here in the UK, we have a TV channel called ITV, but this is ITW. So Illinois Tool Works, which I had to Google, and it looks like an intriguing company. Can you give us the summary, the overview of what it is?
Yeah, Illinois Tool Works. It's fun to actually have ownership over college recruiting as well, because when we speak to students who have even less awareness of ITW than the general public, I get questions about, you know, do you make tools in Illinois? Are you an IT company? We're actually neither, though we do produce tools still. ITW was started in 1912 in Illinois, and today we are a Fortune 200 global multi-industrial manufacturing leader. We've got 48,000 people in close to 87 businesses in probably about 50 to 60 countries.
So there's lots of different divisions. What is the common denominator? Is it all in the manufacturing and tool space?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got seven segments of like really diversified business, but the common thread is industrial machinery and commercial production.
So when you have a company that's decentralized, I can imagine that there might be different sort of cultures and different divisions and so on. How do you pull it all together into an EVP? Have you done that, and how did you go about doing that?
Yeah, so decentralization is great in terms of how we can operate the business, because if you have 87 distinct businesses, it does allow those businesses and employees in those businesses to be really fast, to be really focused and responsive to customers. So that then also means that, you know, if we've got a common thread, which we do around our ITW business model and what our strategy is and how we operate in terms of our values, then regardless of whether you produce welding equipment or whether you produce commercial food equipment, there's a common language around what's expected. So we have a lot of what we call flexibility within the framework, and our employees can think and act like entrepreneurs, they are accountable, and then they really deliver. Now, on the flip side, from an employment brand perspective, that also means we have 87 different personalities and different brands potentially that will go out to candidates. And so the real challenge is connecting a real diverse set of products and businesses to a common EVP around the uniqueness and decentralization of our culture and how that empowers everyone, regardless of division, to really embrace their autonomy, and how that allows for decision-making that's really nimble and ownership. So that's been a really both challenging and enjoyable part of my own journey in connecting our brand in such a fragmented, diversified, and decentralized space.
Wow, okay. And is there an overriding essence or a tagline for the EVP?
Well, so we have a lot of momentum around entrepreneurialism. So today we are using Embrace Your Inner Entrepreneur. Though, as I mentioned, we're really nascent in our employment brand journey. So we're continuing to test and measure and connect to employees and candidates around that. But we do know that across our divisions, you know, that feeling of being a team of entrepreneurs is one that allows employees to really respond to that. We've gotten some really good reactions so far.
There's an interesting one. So companies talk about being an entrepreneur inside a corporation or an intrapreneur. Mm-hmm. How does that gel with the thoughts of being an entrepreneur as someone that goes and sets up their own business as opposed to working for a business?
Yeah, great question. And I think the benefit of my role in being expanding across a couple domains within talent acquisition gives me some great ways to test in some ways what resonates with new audiences. So, you know, sometimes I'll be working with our corporate communications team and our agencies and other HR professionals. And then I'll be at a national career fair talking in front of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of students and job seekers, explaining who ITW is. So it's great to be able to continue to test that and refine that.
So when you speak to those students, what is the hook that normally gets them to go, okay, I'm interested to learn more?
Yeah, so it's great for students when you think about entrepreneurship. I know you asked a question about kind of what does it mean to be an entrepreneur, intrapreneur versus really starting your own company. We want to make sure we're attracting that really deep and diverse talent pool that ultimately will grow with us from earlier in the career. And if we have a set of fairly autonomous businesses, think about the type of career experiences that you can build. If you become an expert in our business model, you can move across very different businesses while still maintaining and growing your career at ITW. It also means that decision-making, when I talk to, let's say it's a junior looking for an internship, for example, I say that decision-making for you when you start with ITW is not 17 levels above you in some other location far away from your office. Decision-making is held at a very, very local level. And so you can imagine the amount of autonomy and decision-making you get very early in your career and how that can really accelerate your growth.
Let's talk about how you have gone about activating the EVP and the employment brand. So as a candidate, where would I have seen the messaging?
So we are active in social media across LinkedIn and Instagram, Glassdoor, and Indeed. We also have paid media campaigns as well with really targeted audiences that we're trying to attract. One thing about us, since we are both early in our journey around employment brand and we have low employment brand recognition, there's a recognition that this is going to take time to really build and break through the noise of the digital sphere. And it's a long-term game. So we're being really thoughtful early on to try to really build a base to test and pilot, learn, and then continue to roadmap. But we've gotten real advocacy over the last 3 years I've been here. And then I've just seen continued investment from when I first began a very DIY shop with a small internal team to now really partnering very closely with experts across marketing, bringing in agencies, and seeing how we've continued to mature this.
And when you do employer brand marketing messaging, is it all
just the ITW brand, or does it break down into any of the 87 sub-brands as well?
Yes, we're so true to autonomy and decision-making, how to influence the divisions to partner with us. It really differs in terms of their own brand recognition for the markets for which they're trying to recruit. So some of our brands, for example, we've got a great brand, Miller Electric, which is a top U.S. producer of welding equipment. We've got Instron, which is a test and measurement division. We've got Vulcan, which if you work in food service, is a high-end piece of food equipment. So in markets for which there's already a great brand recognition for the product or great partnership because of their presence in the region as a major employer, I'm really cognizant about co-branding, that you can lead with what resonates with your target audience, but make sure that we're connected to the whole. I'm sorry, for a larger portion of our groups that may not have that brand recognition, they will lead with ITW.
And also in terms of the campaigns that you're running, would you say it's more about employer brand, so building awareness of the brand, or is it more on the recruitment marketing as in for specific functions?
So when we do our, we look at our personas and we start to do a segmentation, I think there's different needs for different segments. For example, in engineering, we are a well-known organization. Since that's the bulk of our hiring, you may have heard from us, you may have used our products in your classes versus in sales and marketing, for example, we'd be less known as an employer. So I'd say it's different tools for different audiences.
And tell us how you've begun to measure the impact of employer brand and perhaps even any ROI if you have.
Yep. So the nice thing about coming from nothing is you can only go up. So we had really early efforts to really get the brand out there, but the beginning of my framework and ability to show maturity is rooting that in baseline metrics. So are we attracting audiences in terms of application? So the traditional funnel around how many are we getting to visit our career website, of that, how many are new, how many are returning, how many have initiated an application, how many have completed an application, from applications, how many candidates do we get, how qualified are they, and then breaking down source tracking against that. We're still trying to build better rigor around the connection between social investment and career site visits, since that kind of common thread, and as I mentioned, the maturity between how we measure it, how we look at the analytics between it, we're still trying to tie that thread in a lot of different areas. But our ability to make better investments and bigger investments is as a result of building a strong base and knowing what we're trying to drive and who we're trying to drive, that has led to increasing successes.
From a practitioner's point of view, like what's been the best way for you to prove to internally the value of employer brand, your activities?
Internally, one thing that I talk about that's really important to us are internal applicants. Mm-hmm. I mentioned we've got this, you know, close to 50,000 ITW employees for whom we have a commitment to development and to growth and to provide career opportunities that are compelling within ITW. So a great internal sell is to know that the efforts that we do are not just for external audiences, which are really important to us, but to make sure that our internal audiences understand who ITW is, understand what the world is like outside their immediate divisions, and then have a clear path to discover opportunities beyond, you know, what's available with their immediate HR teams or their immediate set of connections.
Yeah, that's a great point. So that means you can pool some budgets with talent management.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And what would be your top three tips to employment brand pros who are just starting out?
I have been in the shoes of looking at a tall order to get brand out there in a highly competitive space. And so my advice is for those who are from lean teams, who are starting out, who know they want to do something, but who don't know how to start. And some simple advice is to start doing. And start doing is, as I mentioned, building that foundation of what are you trying to accomplish? How can you start getting there? And then what are your biggest bets? ITW is really big in a philosophy called 80-20, which looks at what are your top few things, of all the things you could do, what are the few things you want to do and how can you do them well? And so choose those things, spend some money, do some simple pilots, because you can, with the accessibility of things like Facebook, you can, for very low dollar amounts, start to do pilots. When you can show that you're a great, if you can make that $1,000 investment go really far and show that you know how to be a great steward of your own budget against an outcome, well, then you start to get confidence in spending $5,000 and $20,000, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So build a base and start doing. Second step is to pilot and to learn from that. And then third is build that advocacy. And once you've got that advocacy, then you'll really start to see the investments come through.
And let me ask you about on the advocacy, how do you define the advocacy and what does it look like?
Advocacy, so my my biggest cheerleaders are the senior HR leadership team, who when we started to present some of the early metrics and say, hey, we're doing work here at corporate that will ultimately feed your talent pools and provide deeper and richer pools for you, for which you can select on. Are you on board with that? Like, it's a resounding yes. And there's support around what can we help do to get you there. So, you know, having early support and early alignment with senior HR leadership, and then also cross-functionally, certainly my marketing counterparts are so critical and so important and bring a whole level of expertise around what we're trying to accomplish and how to do that. And then of course, IT, you know, some of the infrastructure investments and how do we get permissions and how does that all flow? Just having that cross-functional view just strengthens what we're able to accomplish.
Okay, so final question is, how can we learn more about ITW's employer brand? Where links and where can our listeners connect with yourself, Alan?
Yes, so careers.itw.com is our main landing page. That'll also give you hyperlinks to all of our real estate on LinkedIn, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, etc. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty active. It's Ellen Kapoor, and I'm happy to connect.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Okay, there you have it, folks. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast at employerbrandingpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, or anywhere else where you find your fine audio programming. And of course, if you're interested in measuring your employer brand, feel free to check out employerbrandindex.co, which is our way of looking at what's being said about a company in the public domain or internal data by candidates, employees, and alumni, which we then analyze, package up into a report with a final score, which you can track over time. So check it out at employerbrandindex.co or ping me and I can talk you through a sample report. And that is it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and look forward to catching up next time. Hey-doh!
How many surrealists does it take to screw in a light bulb? It takes two, one to hold the giraffe and one to put the clocks in the bathtub.